Hare Krishna. Unfortunately, my internet is so weak here, I can't access questions right now. I'll copy them at some time when it's better, but right now it's not working for me like that. So I'll talk about Narottam Das Thakur, whose appearance day it is today. And, a day that's really worthy of remembrance in modern, in our modern, postmodern culture. People celebrate birthdays. Children celebrate birthdays, adults celebrate birthdays, as if some great achievement of taking birth in the material world and once again achieved a material body. It's a real misfortune. Actually, the only fortune about the birthday is that in this birth we have the opportunity to hear about Krishna, develop love for Krishna, meet Vaishnavas, accept Guru. That's certainly something that's worthy of celebration, but for those persons, therefore, for instance, on Krishna's appearance day, he would distribute wealth, serve the Brahmins, feed Brahmins, give cows in charity. That's the way of worshipping, by giving service or celebration. And then in Hungary they have something that's even more egocentric. Is aside from birthdays, they have name days. In other words, different names of the year are for different people, and that's also celebrated. So there's a Peter's Day and a Paul's Day and a John's Day, and family members, of course, they remember. They remember all the family acquaintances, birthdays, but actually our business is to remember our transcendental family. How much of a thing do we make about Rupa Goswami's appearance day? How much do we celebrate it? How much do we observe it? Do we cook a feast or a cake for Rupa Goswami and offer it to them? Obviously such things are then distributed amongst the Vaishnavas. But do we remember our acharyas in the same way that we remember our quote-unquote fallible soldiers? So today is our opportunity to remember Narottam Das Thakur, and who is really such a prominent personality within our Gaudiya Vaishnava Samprada. His songs are staple in terms of songs of glorification, and he's one of the few associates, although actually he's next generation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who Lord Chaitanya himself predicted when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to East Bengal and saw the Padma River, which is a branch of which is a branch of the Ganges. And at that time he started calling out Naru, 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 and the devotees were really enthralled. Who is this Naru who Lord Chaitanya is calling after? And they found out that this would be a great devotee who would come and spread Lord Chaitanya's movement afterwards. And they were very, very curious. And sure enough, Narottam Das Thakur did appear in a family of Vaishnavas, and the interesting thing is, amongst many interesting things, is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was also there in that area of Kheturi and East Bengal, then he empowered Narottam Das Thakur. He hadn't taken birth yet, but he left him with the gift of love, prema, dhan. There's a tree there called prema tal. And Lord Chaitanya left love of God in the care of Ganga Devi to give to Narottam when he came there and bathed. And sure enough, at a certain point in Narottam's life, when his hankering and desire for mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda had really reached a fever pitch, then he received the gift of prema from Ganga Devi. And at that time, that really changed his life, because when one actually receives love of God, then it certainly brings about a significant change in one's complete Krishna consciousness. And such was the case with Narottam Das Thakur. And let me just stick on that point, because much more could be said, but we should not feel left out. Lord Chaitanya did not leave us prema dhan, the gift of love of God, but he has. He's also left the same prema that he left with Narottam. He's also left for us. And where has he left it? We don't have to go swimming in the Ganges, in the Padma, to get it, but rather he's left it with the holy name. He's left it with Nam Sankirtan, that if we chant the holy name of the Lord free of offense, if we chant it, then we will get the same premadan that Narottam Das also got. So today is a day to pray to Narottam Das Thakur, to remember him, so that we can actually avail ourselves of the wonderful gift of love of God that Lord Chaitanya has left us without difficulty. Of course, it wasn't what he was looking for, and that was actually the purity of Narottam's approach. He wasn't trying to get love of God. He was just innocently going to bathe and feeling great separation. So similarly, we need to make the effort. On the other hand, our motivation for service should be because we want to become free from material impediments and enjoy the benefits of loving Krishna. But we want to be able to serve the Lord with a pure heart. But we should pray to Narottam Das Thakur. We may pray to Narottam Das Thakur that we can also, in the same offenseless, innocent way as he became the recipient of the great gift of love of Krishna, that we can also take that love of Krishna that Lord Chaitanya has also left for us with Nam Sankirtan, and thus also become like him, mad after the Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur really became a transcendental madman. He was constantly absorbed in Gauranga Bolite Harbe Pulaka Shari Hari Hari Bolite Nayani Bhavini, singing such and composing such wonderful songs. Narottam Das Thakur went to Vrindavan and there took shelter, lotus feet of Jiva Goswami and Lokanath Das Goswami, and taught us how to practice Krishna consciousness, how to surrender, how to spread Krishna consciousness. And the most wonderful thing, of course, or one of the most wonderful things, is his appearance. How after the disappearance of Srinivas Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and Ramachandra Kaviraj, his friends, that he didn't really want to stay in the world any longer, and therefore he left. He left the world. And the way in which he left, well, that's something for his Tirobhav, his disappearance, to be celebrated. Let's remember Narottam Das Thakur today. Let's perform some little tzava for him. Let's distribute charity in his name. Let's feed Vaishnavas in his name. And let's pray to him so that we can also become as fortunate as he, because the same thing that Lord Chaitanya left for him is left for us. We just need to get it.